Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Zen. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 13, This Land is Your Land. It's directed by Mira Menin, who has worked on Blood Drive, Equity, and Fair Goes Bang. Gary, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a pretty good episode, but I'm not sure whether I thought it was good because it was good or whether I just liked the fact that Alicia took control. I think I probably like that more than anything. Yeah, that's probably it.
I loved it because it was a really good episode. And Alicia, yes, was in charge. She's the leader we want. I was getting nervous when she's like, I'm going off on my own. I'm like, hold on, Alicia. You were the best thing about this show. Do not leave us. And then when they had Nick go too, I'm like, okay, they ain't going to get rid of Nick and Alicia. And clearly Troy, who's still around.
I mean, she's been a breath of fresh air for the show. And, I mean, she was everything in this episode. But other than that, the episode was just okay to me.
What? All right. I said afterwards that I thought it was probably one of the best episodes. If not the best, one of the best episodes so far in the series.
I don't think it compares to any of the best episodes. If you really think about this episode, it was kind of awkward in many ways, in more ways than one. I mean, it was a typical Walking Dead episode. Shit goes bad. It's about to go really bad. Oh, last minute save.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you put it that way. But I don't know. The intensity of everything, like, especially when Crazy Horse, when he was stuck in the shaft with Ophelia.
Yeah.
Like, with him not breathing, I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my gosh, I felt him. Like, they did such a good job with just that scene alone. That's actually on our likes list. But I really enjoyed the episode. And when Alicia and the walkers are standing up and Alicia's still asleep, I'm like, oh no. Like, I was scared.
And then they had the single walker in the shaft, in the little fan shaft.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I really did.
Was this guy, you know, did he fall in there before time? Or did this just happen? Was everything just took place?
I'm guessing he fell in when all of this took place. I think it happened during everything that happened.
I'm just calling bullshit.
I knew you were about to get there. I knew you were about to get there when you said that. Don't try to tear this episode apart. Don't try to pick it apart now.
I got to.
No, I think it was pretty damn good. I really enjoyed it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to it. We'll get our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we'll have an award and prediction at the end. Crazy Dog. I keep calling him Crazy Horse, Crazy Eyes. It's Crazy Dog, which I wouldn't have guessed that one.
You know, I thought that, but then I thought I'd be wrong for saying that if it wasn't.
Man, I would have never guessed Crazy Dog. If anything, I'd have guessed Crazy Horse, but yeah, it's Crazy Dog. What's the guy's name from Don't Be a Menace? T-Dog or... No. Okay. There's the Clifford the Big Red Dog. There's T-Dog. The little dog? Remember his name is like T-Bone. Is it, yeah. T-Bone? Okay. And then what's the guy from Walking Dead?
T-Dog.
T-Dog. Okay. And then was there something like that on Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood as well?
No, it was Ice Cube or somewhere. Ice Tray.
Oh, Ice Tray. Okay. All right. Some funny names there. All right. So first on our likes list is them realizing that they have no air coming in. And just right then and there, like, okay, we have no air. There's only a limited amount of time we will be able to survive. You know, that realization. I really enjoyed that. Like, learning from jump.
That was a real thing. But the only thing I could think at the time was, when they put all this effort into getting that little place ready, knowing that apocalypse or anything would happen one day, why didn't they add the air shaft? That's what I thought. I didn't know they added it, but a random walker was in it.
Yeah, like that air shaft. Now a random walker fell into that air shaft.
Right.
What's the coincidences? Yeah.
But that's the first thing I thought. Like, I guess they didn't think of everything.
Yeah. All right. Nick telling Troy to shut up about his brother. Like, because Troy was like, oh, he was so good. You know, it's always
crazy.
It's always the good that goes. And Nick was like, man, shut up. You know, it's not the good that goes. It's you bringing that horde here is right. What made your brother die.
He said he died because he was so good. No, you killed him.
You killed him. And in a way, I'm like, okay, Nick, Troy can't be the only one taking fault for his brother dying. You did push the brother down there. You did push Jake down there, and ultimately got him bit.
Right. Like, instead of jumping on him or grabbing him or no, he hit him with the gun. Right.
Which just didn't make sense. All to save Troy. Troy is not worth all that. And now you bring him to your sister. You know he's crazy. You know he's liable to anything. He might feel, hey, you killed my brother, I'm going to kill your sister. Who knows what's in Troy's head?
Right.
All right, so then this is kind of goes with the first life, but Alicia's saying, hey, less people, less carbon monoxide, you know, let's kill the people that got bit.
Right. I love how she stepped up. She stepped up. She did the math and everything. They had, like, each person equals how many breaths of air they're going to take. Right,
per minute.
And she said, yeah, we got, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, this could save us. If we kill at least 10 of these people that probably got bit, you know, this can buy us another hour in time.
Right.
Now, when she was suggesting this, before she said the people that got bit, I thought she was just saying, like, who are we going to kill? So I didn't know that people that got bit actually came in there. Like, why? Why did you come in here knowing you got bit?
Easy. They want to live.
Yeah, but you know, they have to know by now if you get bit, you're not living.
I mean, do they know?
Man, you think they don't know that by now?
I mean, we've seen this plenty of times. People try to survive at all costs. You know, don't say they got bit. Try to ride along with them. Like, who do we see was hanging with them for a long time? We even see,
Bob did it.
Yeah, Bob did it.
He wasn't doing it to survive. I think he was just doing to spend more time with Sasha, but...
But still, you put her in danger.
Yeah.
We saw Travis do it.
Yeah.
He was
Travis's wife.
Right.
I don't think she, once again, did it for selfish reasons.
Yeah, but... she didn't do it for selfish reasons, but Travis got bit and he was on the plane with him and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was just trying to see Alicia to safety at that point.
Right. So a lot of these people have families, so you don't want to leave your son out there. I mean, you don't want to leave your son while you stay out there, and you don't want to leave your wife or your wife leave the husband.
Right.
I mean, I can see why a lot of them came in, and plus the adrenaline.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I know that. I'm not going to sit out there and say, oh, I got bit, I'll just get here and get eaten to death. No, well, I probably would have come in and be like, okay, whoo, that was a close one. Somebody needs to kill me. Like, you know, kill me with a shotgun to the head. But I ain't going to get eaten to death. Like,
you know, by me knowing you, I know you're lying right now.
You think? What do you think?
I think when everybody stood up, you would just stay there, sit down.
That's so tough. I would not do that.
You just stay there in the corner like, oh, they about to die.
Man, you crazy. I would not have did that.
Let me survive a little longer.
No, I mean, I don't know. You never know. People do desperate things in desperate situations. There was a husband that said to his wife, he's like, no. When she got up, he's like, no. Like, we don't know. He did say that. He's like, we don't know. You know, so... That hope. He did have that hope.
Right.
Which they talk about later, I like. So when they're first discussing how they're going to let the people know, like, because the guy was like, we'll just go out there and I'm going to start shooting people, you know, that Crazy Horse, I think, said it.
Crazy Horse. Crazy Dog.
Crazy Dog said it. I'm just going to shoot the people who've gotten bit. Let them, make them tell me. Alicia's like, man, they're going to kill you. They're going to attack you.
Right. If you go out there right now with a gun saying, who got bit?
Right.
I want you to stand up right now. I'm going to start killing people till you tell me.
Yeah, you're going to cause a riot.
Right.
In that small confined space. So Alicia going out there and just truthfully telling everyone the situation in a calm manner and then asking for the bit to come forward, not forcing, but asking for them to come forward. It showed great leadership skills and I really, really liked it.
Right. She really stepped up. She knew how to handle it. She handled it.
Yeah. She did a really good job. Kudos. For her to be so young.
Right.
Alicia and Ophelia, they do hug. It's not a tight sisterly hug, but it's, you know, it's not the hug we want, but it's the hug we got, and I still liked it.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a little bit more of them come together, more of that big sister, little sister come back together.
I doubt it at this point.
Well, Alicia's gone, so.
Yeah, okay. Went her own way.
The bitten asking how they're going to die, that was rough. I don't think I could do what Alicia did. I really don't. Like, how are we going to die? Are you going to shoot us? And they're like, well, there's not enough bullets. So are you going to stab us? Like, oh, it was so crazy. But I liked them asking that question. Like, how are you going to kill me?
Right. And it was cool. They had morphine down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I kind of call in a question, like, how did she know so much about morphine? Like, okay, if we give you this much morphine, like, how do you know you're not giving them too much or not enough? And how do you know it will automatically stop them from feeling any pain?
Well, I think after everything happened with the anthrax.
Okay, so she's learned a little bit right. From the anthrax attack. Okay.
What is it? Anthrax?
Anthrax, yeah.
Anthrax.
the lady handing Alicia the knife and telling her, which we find out her name is Christine later, yep. Telling her to do her part, don't break on them now. And I think we kind of said, I think you're most likely to die last week.
That was my most likely to die. Yeah. Someone we never heard from, someone who never spoke before.
But now has a whole bunch of lines.
Yeah, have the biggest storyline.
Yep. They introduced us to Christina just to kill her. Once she started talking and they kept showing her, I was like, yep, she going to die.
She had the longest script.
Yeah. She had more lines than Alicia. I knew it was going to happen.
They always do that. They introduce it to somebody, and the person they introduce us to is always the person that's the most knowledgeable of everything.
Now, what'd you say about that lady when we were watching her, Christina? You said, oh, Alicia thought that was going to be her new mom or something.
Right. Alicia was hurt when she died, or when she couldn't wake her up. She wanted to bring her with her. She tried to protect her at all costs. The thing is, Alicia found her mother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you said. Alicia found her mother.
She found a mother figure.
Yeah. Yep. So Christina, she makes a good point. She says, even when you are hopeless, hope is still all you have. And right. I did like that.
Never let fear run your life.
Yep. And my mom has always said that to me. Like,
really? Those exact words?
Shut up. No, not the exact words. But you know how like people go, oh my gosh, well, you can't go there because this may happen, or you can't do this. And my mom always said, like, you can't let fear control you. So, something happened at any moment, and you saying, like, oh, I'm not going to go to the grocery store at night because there's danger at night, or I'm not going to go somewhere by myself because there's danger when you're by yourself. Like, you're never going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to live life if you're always dictating your answers off of fear.
Right.
Now, of course, doesn't mean walk down the alley, like a dark alley by yourself at night. Like, no, be smart about it. You know, do you need to walk down the alley, or can you go a longer route and just avoid the alley and still be with the public?
Yeah.
You do, you know, be smart about it, but don't make everything off of fear, your decisions off of fear. So, yeah.
Right. That's good advice.
Yeah. Ophelia keeping crazy dog calm. Like I said, that scene when I, like, as soon as he started feeling like he was stuck, I could not breathe. Like, I was about to turn the channel because I couldn't breathe. It was too much for me.
It seems like crazy dog, and I'm not trying to take anything from him because that's a scary moment, but it seems like he's a little too unstable to be a leader.
That's messed up. I'm not going to agree with that. I mean, because she says later, she's like, you know, I know you spent some time in Iraq, so it could be a little bit PTSD.
Hold up, he spent time in Iraq.
Yeah, she said something like that. Like, I know you spent some time in Iraq. Remember, he's like, whoa, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Hold on. So the NATO's went to war?
I guess so. Yeah.
Hmm. I had to look that up. I had to see, did they fight in that war? Did they go to Iraq?
Well, what do you mean? Like, Iraq, like, a couple years ago, Iraq?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's a young guy. He probably went.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised when she said that. And actually, I was good to get I was happy to hear a little bit more about his backstory, that he has military training.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he's just unstable. We've seen that, you know, he's with his emotions, period. We've seen that since he got put in charge. He would have pulled his gun out every 5 minutes. He would have gone there and kill somebody every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guy. You got to be smart. It seems like, what was Ophelia? Should have been in charge. She kept talking them down like, this is what we need to do. Come down. She would have made a better leader on their side.
Well, not all soldiers make good leaders. And I forgot where that's been said before, though.
But that makes me question Walker.
Why?
Because if you're a leader, if you leave someone in charge, you need to make sure you leave a leader in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the man that volunteered first, why couldn't he have been left? He knew when to step up.
Right. I think, you know, Crazy Dog was just his homeboy. We grew up together.
Right.
I told you something never happened to me. You got it, man.
Yep. So Alicia, when her and Christina were bonding, and actually I thought Christina was going to die that moment because it was focusing on Alicia for so long, like staring at her face. So she talked about this story of summer camp and how Nick and her always hung out and something about This Land or Your Land. That's how we got the title of the episode. But she said she always looked up to him up until recently. And it's probably when he probably started drugs and left her, like, you know, left her with her mom. And then he probably went off right. Doing drugs and doing his own thing. So that was a good memory. And seeing that Nick followed her at the end, hopefully they'll get that close brother-sister relationship back, you know?
I don't know. I think it's too late. I think Nick already have his sibling relationship right now with Troy.
You're right. And actually, now think about it. All these lies that Nick and his mom have told Alicia. Remember, Alicia doesn't know that Nick is the one that killed Jeremiah.
Right.
She's been lied to too much. And now he just lied to her again about how the horde came. And I don't think she believes him. She's going to find out. You this whole week, this whole episode at the end, you were like, Alicia's going to kill Troy. And although it didn't happen this week, I do believe you. I think it's going to happen. I think she's going to be the one to kill Troy. Because she's going to find the truth. She's going to find out. All right. Seeing all the people passed out and like Alicia struggling to wait. Oh my gosh. I was like, they could have went so many different ways with that scene, but I'm okay with how they went. But part of me wanted them just like her to eventually wake up and be safe because that walker, you know, smell was all over her. And then everyone be dead, like a whole bunch of walkers, like all walk around her. And she would just have to get up and act like a walker.
I don't think it'll work like that. Because that walker wasn't dead long enough to actually leave the dead smell on her.
Okay. Well, if it had stayed on her, they probably wouldn't have been able to scent it.
Right. But I'm pretty sure at that moment, walkers was going to eat walkers.
No, walkers don't eat walkers.
I mean, they were fresh. It was still fresh meat. I mean, they couldn't have been dead no longer than 30 minutes.
Man, if walkers were eating walkers, we would see walkers just fighting each other, munching at each other.
Well, I mean, not, you know, the herd that been together, the person been dead for months, have the dead smell. But I'm pretty sure those bodies haven't started stinking yet.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. We'll find out. I would love to see that. That'd be kind of funny. If, like, two walkers woke up and start licking each other and start biting each other.
I'm saying, but it makes sense.
Yeah, no, how you're saying it makes sense. I just never seen it happen on either show.
I'm just saying that you got to think about it. While they're eating a body, those walkers were eating dead people.
Yeah.
So at any moment, the person that was eating could have turned to a walker.
That's true. That is true.
So do you think the walker's going to stop eating them because he just turned to a walker?
I don't know. Like what you're saying, I don't know. I've never thought of. It's possible. That's why I said I would love for them to explore that. Explore that possibility of them eating a fresh dead person and then that person wake up as a walker. Like, I don't think they've ever done that. I think once a walker starts eating a person, they're like, oh, that person just doesn't turn. Which doesn't make sense. But yeah, it would be interesting for them to...
Yeah, I mean, that don't make sense. Like, if a walker bites you, you turn.
Yeah.
So if a walker's eating you and you die while it's eating you. Or a lot of those bodies were already dead that the walkers were eating.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I just made that shit up. But I'm saying it just makes sense to me that these are fresh walkers, fresh bodies. That if a walker was eating on one of those dead bodies in there and the body turned while it was eating on it, I don't think the walker would stop.
I do agree with you. All right, Alicia killing all of the walkers that she killed. I mean, even when she was like getting, at first when she was getting sleepy, I was like, why is she getting sleepy? Like, have they been up that long? And then I realized, okay, she's losing air.
Right.
And then seeing all the other people, that was just such a good scene. But her killing all the walkers that she killed, like she got up and she was Daisy, but she still had to do what she had to do. And I just loved seeing her kick ass.
Yeah, but do you realize at this moment, everybody's dead? All the farmers.
I don't know if they're dead or if they're just asleep. She fell asleep for a certain amount of time.
No. I'm saying that if they weren't dead, they're dead now.
Well, you're saying right as of right now. As of right show now,
all Walker's people are dead. That's like all the natives are dead.
Yeah.
And all the farmers are dead.
Yeah.
Like the people standing at the car, which is probably like five or six people.
Yeah.
Are the only people left out of hundreds of people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some weird shit.
Mm-hmm. So our most likely to die should have been like 90% of the people on the ranch. That's what it probably should have been.
Yeah. I mean, we knew more people with names.
Yeah. All the extras. Only the named characters will live. Only the named characters. Because even the guy that kind of was sort of a leader, somewhat, that he lifted his shirt and he was bit, I didn't know his name.
Right.
You know? So all named characters got to live. Any more likes?
No.
All right, I only have two dislikes. I think you might have more. I'm not sure. But the first one, actually I have three. I didn't write one down. The first one, though, is Troy now acting like he has common sense. Like, The whole time, Troy was acting calm. He was shooting. He was working well with Nick. I'm like, what the hell? This is a brand new Troy. Like, he's not sitting here talking about, like, I see a cleansing and, like, all this other bullshit he's been up to.
That was a major dislike. Because we know he haven't got any sleep yet.
Yeah.
So he's still be the same delusional person he was last episode. It was
right.
Like, this episode, they changed him up.
Yeah, because Nick said, you'll sleep when we save everyone. Right. So he hasn't had no sleep.
But now he has common sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make no sense. It was like, yeah, it was a big dislike. I agree. Okay, and then why did Alicia come out of the gated area? Like, when everything was rocking and everything like that, like, the walkers are still there. Like, I don't get why she came. I think she came out a little too soon, because when she came out of that little gated area, she still almost died.
I mean, she had to come out.
Because maybe she saw it was rocking. She's like, shit, I'm going to die in here or get out.
No, she had a badass fighting scene coming up.
Okay. Like, Alicia, this is your fighting scene, girl. Get it? Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
I think she would have made a really good Lara Croft Tomb Raider. I think we mentioned that before, Lara Croft. But I saw a trailer recently, so they've already made a Lara Croft Tomb Raider with a different girl.
Yeah, she would have been good.
She would have been a good choice. And the new girl looks like, kind of reminds me of Angelina Jolie.
Okay. I need to check that trailer out.
Yeah, I saw the trailer recently when I saw Kingsman, which was really good, actually.
Yeah, but a lot of things didn't make sense about this scene. I think that they wrote a script, and no matter how fucked up it was, they were going to go live with it.
I wouldn't say it was fucked up, but yeah, that part was like, okay.
Because I know we're not the only ones to think that, why didn't she come out? Mm-hmm. Why did she come out? I'm pretty sure some of the writers in the room was like, yeah, but why are we doing that? And they was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, we've been up all night writing.
Yeah, we're tired. We're like Troy was last week. We're delusional. All right. And then my other dislike, was when Troy and Nick jumped out of the car and then went from the car to the helicopter. It was like, why did you guys, like, did they think the helicopter was going to work at first? Because it was spinning at first. Or what was the point of that?
I think both of them were tired. That was a bad plan.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what the hell?
But I think they were just trying to lure everyone away from the hatchet.
Okay.
I guess so people could get out and get gone. But, I mean, the plan, which is a bad plan. I mean, you have a truck. Honk that horn.
Right.
Honk the horn, let them follow you.
Yeah, rather than running into the RVs and slant, like, they could have got a concussion from doing all that. You're right. And we said that in the last episode.
Right.
Honk the horn and slow, which we've seen on Walking Dead. Slow until they catch up, then keep going. Slow until they catch up, keep honking so they can all follow you.
That's it.
Hey, come over this way. Come this way.
They already know that noise attracts them.
Yeah.
So why not make noise?
And they know they're easily distracted. They're walkers. They don't have a brain. They're not thinking. They're not going to be like, oh, well, 10 people are following. I'm just going to stay here and then I'll have better luck here. They don't think that way. They just follow.
It's just crazy. It's like they had everything they need. They had a truck with gas in it that they just could have hunked the horn. That's like having a fork but eating with your hands.
Right. I like that analogy. It's good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other dislikes?
Yeah. Nick lying for Troy. Nick lying for Troy is a huge dislike.
Man, I called it before it happened, because as soon as I realized what was happening, I said, oh. And I went ahead and tweeted it just so it can be out in the air. That Nick was going to lie for Troy.
Yeah, you tweeted early.
And to me, they talk about family this and family that, but they lie every damn episode to each other.
And they're not lying for each other. They're lying to each other for other people.
Yeah. So that pissed me off. It's going to come up later. If Troy ends up one day wanting to attack Madison, or he's already done that, but if he wants to attack Troy, well, he's done that. But if he wants to attack finally Alicia, then who are they going to blame?
Right.
They only have themselves to blame, starting with Madison and then Nick, because they both know how crazy he is.
I don't think Madison have as much love for Alicia as she has for Nick.
Oh, we've been said that.
Because we seen the part where Alicia said, nah, I got to go. Madison was like, yeah, okay. Then when Nick said, I'll follow, she said, no, I can't lose you.
I can't lose you. Well, she said, I can't lose you too. But then she did say, promise me you'll be back.
Promise me you'll be back.
Yeah. She let Alicia go, her daughter. Me, personally, I'd have been like, okay, you want to go there? Let me go with you. Like, or I would just follow. Like, okay, I could put all this behind. Like, what do I have to do for us to stay together? She didn't even fight for Alicia to me. She didn't
put up a fight. Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I hope I see you again.
That's it.
That was it.
Nick, man. She almost broke her neck. Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the stuff she did to find Nick when she saw Nick went off on his own. And now Alicia walked away and nothing. I mean, I'm not going to say she absolutely did nothing, but I mean, I loved it when Alicia's like, man, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you.
Right. So hopefully she found what she was looking for.
I hope so. I hope Alicia comes back. We need her. We need her as a part of the main cast. Not no once in every blue moon. We need her every single episode. So we'll see.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Same here. All right. So if you guys like to be part of the podcast, dead@theverdictsin.com, dead@theverdictsin.com. Or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. Now for our award and prediction. I ain't fearing shit, Gary. Who do you got?
Alicia. Again. Third episode straight.
She might have been fourth, but oh no. Well, who knows who got it in the season premiere. Might have been her. I can't remember. But definitely third episode straight.
Yep, Alicia. Christina.
R.I.P. Christina.
Alicia got it. I think that would took most of the air. At least trying to sing and everything. You should be taking short breaths.
I know. And what are you talking? Nobody should be talking right now. Like, just shut up and try not to breathe as much.
Breathe in your nose and breathe out your mouth, everyone. No talking.
No talking as whatsoever. Well, so.
Easy to put on a performance, start singing a song.
Yeah, even Christina, talking about her husband and the Twin Towers. I actually enjoyed that story, hearing that, like, he said they came to that ranch because of 9/11, and he's like, shit's going to go bad, and ironically, shit really did go bad, so
yeah,
that was interesting. Yeah, I ain't fearing shit. Definitely goes to Alicia. She's so good. She's a really good actress, really good character, brains and beauty. I just love her. She's amazing. Good leader, good head on her shoulders. I mean, we knew that from the first episode, you know? She was off to Ivy League school. She was not playing. She was not trying to sit around and hang out with her mom, Dukes, you know, back in L.A.
Right.
All right. Most likely to die?
Most likely to die will have to be Troy. I think Alicia's going to kill Troy. I think she's going to kill her within the first 10 minutes of the next episode.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think Alicia is going to kill Troy, but there's two episodes left, so I don't think it's going to happen next week. Well, it's possible. Either Troy's going to die next week or the week after, but I think either Ophelia or Daniel, maybe possibly Daniel, is going to die. Only because when they told Ophelia and how happy she was and broke down, like, their reunion would be perfect, and Walking Dead doesn't give us that. So I have a feeling either both of them are going to die or one of them is going to die.
They gave us a lot of reunions, a lot of good reunions.
Yeah, but I don't think Daniel and Ophelia are going to be able to see each other. I think it's going to be on some Maggie, you know, Maggie and her sister Beth type of situation. Like, they're going to be so close, or maybe they will see each other, like Jon Snow and his brother, and, you know, the arrow is going to come down. So it's going to be something like that.
All right.
Yeah. All right, you guys, until next week, we will be back. We're also doing Empire, so check us out there if you watch that show. Or just check out our website, theverdictsin.com, where you can see all the other shows that we cover. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.